All right, let's go ahead and put that beat on them one time. Brothers, help me sing. Come on. Easy. Everybody put your hands together and let's talk Jesus. Welcome, family. Our forum is to continue to discuss and discover Jesus as the total source of our entire lives. And yes, we'll bring on mixed panels and mixed discussions, but our whole purpose here is to talk about the one and only Jesus Christ. And yes, no matter how sinful and broken you are, Jesus loves you. Jesus wants you, and Jesus is able to transform your life. And it doesn't matter, big sin, little sin, sin is sin. The Bible says that the wages of sin is death. But guess what? Jesus can forgive your sins, and he can heal your wounds, and he can change the complete direction of your life when you choose to die of self and live for him. And then when you make that step, following Jesus always involves sharing your testimony with those who need him. Oh my God, I know everybody in here is shouting right. We all know someone who needs him. But from that moment, personally, that I met Jesus, I immediately was given the privilege to preach the most important message that I've ever preached, and that was about his love. See, he'll send people, he'll send obstacles, he'll send situations that you'll have to learn how to not talk about you, but talk about Jesus. And yes, as you lead Jesus to Christ, As you sow seeds into people, you understand that you have finally embraced the true responsibility and the privilege of following him, and that sharing his great love and the message with others that you can live and rest in Jesus. Oh yeah, we're excited. Tonight is Let's Talk Jesus Live here from the Now Network Studios. We are excited to continue and grow with everyone. I want to challenge everyone tonight. We have a dynamite duo tonight. Team Armstrong is going to be on tonight. I know they're both laughing. But our in-studio guest tonight is Minister David and Kathy Armstrong. We're going to be talking about some things about an event they have coming up. But we want to challenge everyone on this broadcast tonight to tell somebody they need to be on this broadcast. I don't care where you are, New York, Atlanta, Chicago, Detroit, Hawaii. I see some numbers up here, and I'm telling you, no matter where you are, I see some people that may be in San Antonio, Houston, Dallas. Oh, yeah, you guys are popping up in here. Listen, tell somebody they need to be on this broadcast tonight, because guess what? Not only do you get a chance to hear us talk about Jesus, but you can talk about Jesus too. Amen? No further ado, I want to bring in my first guest, and we're going to bring in both, but I want to first bring in Minister David Armstrong onto the board. Good evening, man of God. How are you?
I am doing absolutely wonderful. First of all, I want to thank you really for the opportunity to really connect, man of God, just to talk about Jesus. It's all about Jesus. Amen.
Man, see, when it says when two agree on anything concerning anything on earth, that God will move for you. Amen. See, we're in agreement that this is about talking about Jesus. So, man, welcome to the Now Network. This is your first visit here. I want all of our covenant partners to recognize the man of God and to say welcome tonight to Let's Talk Jesus here at the Now Network. We are appreciative of you being here and taking on the call to be with us. So thank you so much.
My prayers.
Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, put your hands together for Mr. David Armstrong. Well, man of God, we met at my church at Hill City Church, Los Angeles, and we touched and agreed on some things, and immediately you followed through with your word, and I believe I was able to follow through with my word, and we've connected, and now we've seen some areas that it wasn't just so much about the meat and or business or anything like that. It's really about talking about Jesus and taking it to another level, and I'm so grateful for that. First of all, I want you to tell our listeners just a little something about yourself, and we're going to bring your wife in, your teammate, your partner in for a second, but I want you to share briefly something about David Armstrong. Who is the man of God here on the Now Network?
Well, one thing about me, man of God, I'm one of those that excited about the goodness of God and what he's personally doing in my life. One of the responsibility that God has personally given me, David Armstrong, is to help connect people back to the person of the Holy Spirit, because I read a book called Good Morning Holy Spirit by Benny Hinn, and I'm telling you, that book totally transformed my life. So I've been on a serious pursuit for the person of the Holy Spirit. One thing about me, I'm a man of passion. I believe passion is the key to anything. I'm a man of prayer because prayer is where the power is at. And I'm a man of purpose because I'm on a destination. Wherever I'm going, I'm going to reach my destination. So one thing about me, I learned that it's all about consistency in anything you do for God is vital. The word vital means that which is necessary for life. So me personally, I'm a man that I'm serious about whatever it is that God called me to do. And because of my testimony, and I'll get into that later, but God did a serious work in my life. I had many visitations of the Lord, and ever since that time, I have been on a serious pursuit for the Lord. So that's what I'm all about. Amen.
Man, wow. I mean, hey, and as I can attest, and anybody that knows me, and this ain't nothing special about the Now Network, because I'm just a overseer of what God is doing here. But He allows the door to open. He allows me to ask the questions and things like that. But everybody that knows me knows that I'm directed by the Holy Spirit, and I do have a relationship with the Holy Spirit to hear His voice. And He spoke to me about you and your wife, of how the passion in you guys superseded even self-passion. That's going to catch up to somebody in a minute. Next, I want to bring in the better half, the woman of God, Miss Kathy, Minister Kathy Armstrong, to the
Amen.
Broadcast. Minister Kathy, good evening. How are you, woman of God?
I'm doing so wonderful today. I'm just so excited. I'm excited with the things that God's doing right now. It's really awesome. I'm
Amen.
Happy to be here.
Amen.
Thank you so much for inviting us.
Well, you're home now. That's the setup part, is that when you come to the Now Network, we build covenant. And being able to share and help and to use the avenue that we have to get the word out is here. So don't feel
Amen.
Distant. Don't feel away. Know that this is home. The Now Network has embraced you as covenant. You and your partner there. So go ahead and tell our listeners about the woman of God, the queen of the house. The man's right
Amen.
And left and the backbone. No, he talks very highly of you, so I know I could share
Amen.
This because I believe this is the adamant feelings that he has about his queen. And so I feel that I have the opportunity of feeling it from him that I could share that here on the network, how you hold him up and how you support him. So tell us about Kathy. What is up with the woman of God?
Well, as you know, the man of God said, we're passionate about the Lord. We're intercessors. I am an intercessor for the Lord, a prophetic intercessor. And I love to spend time with God. And that's just me right now. I'm in development mode right now. I write. I'm an artist. I do a plethora of things. And so the Lord uses me in different areas, so wherever I'm needed. So I am a servant of the Lord. Amen.
Amen. I don't have a question or a dispute about that, because you guys have a true passion and love for God. I'm very observant person. And maybe that comes from my Marine Corps background, but I'm nosy. They just call me nosy. But I pay close attention. And I know the Spirit by the Spirit, as I was telling your husband, is that you have to have a relationship with the Spirit to ever experience someone else that has a relationship with the Spirit. And I can confirm today that this couple here is on the right path to go to the next level. That's what I like about you guys and about this next part that we want to talk about. Now, I want you guys, ministers or whoever chooses, I want you guys to tell us about your ministry first. What is your ministry? What do you guys really do daily? What are some of the things that God has purpose for you guys in this next season of your ministry?
Amen. Amen. Well, let me kind of elaborate on that. Our ministry began in 2006. Our ministry is called Global Ministries of Intercession. And that began a while back. I had two open visitations of the Lord. And the first visitation I had, I saw two pillars, and it was holding up a structure. And when I went in prayer, the Spirit of God spoke to me, and he says, the two pillars that you see are you and your wife as intercessors holding up the church. And then the second visitation I had, I was in prayer one day, I was praying in the Spirit, and I saw the entire United States. And on each one of the states was fire. And the Spirit of God spoke to me, and he says, what you are seeing is what I'm going to do now. He says, I've called you and your wife to reignite the fire of intercession back into the hearts and the homes of the people of God. And when the Lord showed me that, there was such a zeal, a passion to pursue what it is God has shown me in that sense. And so me and my wife, our ministry, again, is called Global Ministry Intercession, where we go house to house, according to Acts chapter 2, verse 42, and we teach the principles of intercession, because one of the things that the Spirit of God said to me is that we have become selfish in our prayer. We're praying for us and our own situations, but we're not praying for nobody else. So in Ezekiel chapter 22, the Bible says he was looking for a man who would stand in the gap and make a hedge. And so one of the things that we do every first Saturday of the month, we go house to house and we teach people how to ignite a fire in their community concerning intercession. And this is what we've been doing since 2006. And
oh,
I'm telling
God.
You, we have seen great miracles, breakthroughs. We've seen
Minister
some
Kathy.
Of the most powerful manifestations.
I don't mean
of the
to cut you off.
God.
I don't
okay.
mean to cut you off. I really don't. But, Mr. Kathy, I got to ask you a question. Who is on the other end of this phone? Wait a minute, hold on. Is that David on the other end of this phone? Because we've talked before, and I'm hearing a different sound. My God, somebody told me about you, my brother. Somebody told me about you. And as they seen that we were connected, he grabbed me on my shoulder and said, oh, that boy got fire. You better watch out messing with him.
Mm-hmm.
And I ain't scared of fire. Let me tell y'all now, I'm not scared of fire. Fire that I know don't burn. It just lights and ignites. Oh, my God. Oh, we going somewhere here. I feel it. Because, you know, a lot of people get out of that word you said, intercession. They think intercession is a grouply thing. No, intercession is when you act or intervene or intercede and get in the middle of situations for somebody and take on not your cross, but somebody else's cross. We really
that's
are confident
right.
because – these are the things we talk, and I know the lines are going to bust up, and I know you guys got a 7 o'clock appointment, and we're going to honor that, but the lines are going to light up because people say, wow, this is what we do here. You guys been listening, huh? This is their first opportunity here, and that's what it's all about, that fire of intercession and the awakening. Let's go into that part. Minister Carol, Minister Kathy, you come in on that part to say, you guys are going to the next level, okay? I see it, and now you're showing others. You have something going on here, I mean, what, next month in June, called the Prayer Awakening 2019.
Hallelujah, yes.
Let us explore that with you. We're going to bring the man of God back up, and I'm going to ask him to prepare himself because we're going to release him for a minute. And if you guys want to tag team, that's on you guys, but bring him back after you tell us about the awakening and let him minister about that, because the awakening is something we need to wake up in ourselves, and it's only by God's grace and his Spirit that we can do that. So we'll go with that manner. Come on, woman God, tell us about the awakening.
Amen. You know, we've been praying, you know, and interceding for people, and then we realize that a lot of times that as we're praying, you know, for people calling us to pray, but then everybody's, you know, self-absorbed praying for themselves. So the Lord dropped in our spirit to have a prayer awakening where we can't have a revival, and all the churches have been asking for revival, but you have to have an awakening before you have the revival. You got to be awakened to what God is doing. And if you're asleep, you can't see anything. So last year we started the prayer working on June 20th, 21st, and 22nd, and it was powerful. It was more than what we thought it could ever be. Deliverance broke out, and we didn't have enough buckets for the people. So the Lord dropped it in us to just do this
Hallelujah.
Annually. So now this is the second one that we're going to be doing. So
well, put me on the schedule for next year. Put me on the schedule for next year. I want to minister next year at this one, and I'm excited already. I don't know if you guys noticed. I tried to sneak in, and I said, "Who's doing praise and worship?" I was like,
yeah,
"They must
yeah.
not have nobody
we
singing over
that.
There for the event." And I tried to slip that in on you, but I understand that the church there is providing their worship team, so that's awesome. That's awesome. But next year, put me in the schedule for next year. I would love to minister.
Absolutely.
In all areas next year or whatever the Lord says.
Amen.
So amen. So
we
guys,
still want to come out.
No, I am. No. I wouldn't have did the flyer if I wasn't going to come out. No, I am going to definitely come out, and I wouldn't ask my covenant partners to be a part of it if I wasn't going to be the first one to be there and to be a registered person. So I'm going to register today because I've said it.
Thank you.
So I have to go to the next level and register. We want everybody, don't procrastinate. We're going to put these dates out right now, and the location and the website that you can register. That's right now. It is Global Ministries of Intercession. This is Prayer Awakening 2019. It's hosted by our great guest tonight, Minister David and Kathy. It's June the 20th and the 21st, 7 p.m. nightly. It's going to be located at Truth and Love Christian Church. That's at 1129 East Dominguez Street, Suite B, Carson, California, 90746. Sponsored by the pastor of that great church, Pastor Walter Tucker. And that name, I know a bunch of Tuckers. I might walk up in there and we know each other from kids. And we want you to register for this. This is going to be dynamic. You may not you may not be able to make both. Make at least one day. I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna make an appearance both days. So if you want to come out and fellowship with me, come on out. You can register live right now at www.davidarmstrong.net. Again, www.davidarmstrong.net. That's spelled DAVIDARMSTRONG.net. We'll give that information at the closing of our broadcast, but we want you guys to come and partner with us. They got some dynamic speakers, Pastor Dan Sherstad, and Apostle Emil Cedinho is going to be there for that, and they're going to have a great time. Woman of God, any plug you want to put in right now as you prepare your husband to come before us, and as I get ready to go on mute so I can get my notepad, come on, covenant partners. Get your notepad out, and as the Holy Ghost releases, we want to get right down the plan. He's gonna drop it tonight.
Amen.
When you talk about Jesus, we don't just talk to talk. We talk that we can learn and grow to a next level. So, woman of God, I want to turn it over to you, and any way the Lord has you to lead him in. And as I said, if you guys tag team, whatever it is that you're gonna do, your mics will be unmuted, and let the Lord use you. So, Heavenly Father God, we thank you tonight. We thank you that as we move into your atmosphere, Lord, that it's not by power, it's not by might, it's not by agenda, it's not by self, it's not about anything of this world, but it's of your spirit. So, Lord, have your way. Drop right now on each and every one that is listening to remove themselves out of themselves to let you reign right now. Lord, we are here to receive a divine word, for we are intentional to get something today that will change, rearrange, and transform our life. So, Lord, we submit to you completely now in the mighty name of Jesus to control our five senses, control our DNA, control our blood count, control everything, Lord, that we can receive from you like never before. And in Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. So I'm not going to take too much long. I'm just going to release the man of God because he has some vital things that need to be released to you all. I just want to say that we are living in a time of degradation where there's a decreasing of the value of this land. So it's time for us to be people of prayer, people of intercession, praying not just for your four and no more, but it's time for you and I to get on our face in this season. So I'm going to release the man of God, David Armstrong, to you, which is a awesome prophetic teacher. He is a prophetic teacher. So like the man of God said, get your pen and pad ready and your Bible. Anytime you come to to the table, you got to bring your utensils. Amen. So get your pen and pad. And David Armstrong, are you ready?
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Listen, before if you have your Bible, I want you to go real quickly. There's two passages of scripture. I won't be long, but I promise you I'm going to be strong. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, and then we're going to go to Acts chapter 4. 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and verse 1. And while you're turning there, I need your ears, because the Bible says, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church, which means the one from the Godhead that's communicating to you is the Holy Spirit. We are just vessels by which he speaks through. So I want you tonight to unwrap me from my flesh, and I want you to hear straight from the Holy Spirit. 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and verse 1. Listen very carefully. The Bible says, when Solomon had finished praying, fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifice. And the glory of the Lord, don't miss this, the glory of the Lord filled the temple. I want you to see that. The glory of the Lord filled the temple. And the priests could not enter the house of the Lord because the glory of the Lord had feel the Lord's house. Now, I want to elaborate real quickly before I get into contextualizing the passage of scripture, because the Holy Spirit said to me as a prophetic voice, he says, one of the problems with most people is we're trying to fulfill our prophetic ministry without fulfilling our priesthood ministry. Oh, I'm going to say that again. You missed what I just said. Too many people are trying to step into a prophetic ministry and haven't first fulfilled their priesthood ministry. And what people don't understand is that your priesthood ministry is connected to your prayer life. There are so many people, they have a word, they talk about they have a word from God and everything. But let me tell you something. Jesus only did what he heard. He only said what he heard from the Father. If the Father didn't say nothing, Jesus didn't say nothing. If the Father didn't do nothing, Jesus didn't do nothing. And so one thing that God is raising up now is he's raising up a prophetic people who are not just talkers. They're people who actually hear. They're people who are actually hearing what God is saying, not just what God has said. Anybody can pull a scripture out and quote it, but listen, it's what you're hearing. Because what you're hearing will line up with the scripture. Oh, come on now. I need to get some amen. Hallelujah. So listen to what the scripture says. When Solomon had finished praying, fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifice. And the glory of the Lord filled the temple. Now, one of the things you need to understand, the Bible talks about our bodies is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Note what the scripture says, verse 2, and the priest could not enter the house of the Lord, because the glory of the Lord had filled the house. The house and the temple are the same. The house and the temple are the same. Now go real quickly to Acts chapter 4. Acts chapter 4. Hallelujah. This is key right here. Acts chapter 4 and verse 31. Listen what the scripture says. And when they had prayed, the place where they were assembled together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. I'm going to read that again, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. The more the word you hear, the more faith is developed. Here go again. And when they had prayed, the place where they were assembled together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. Now, one of the things I want you to understand, people of God, is first of all that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit dwells in you. You are the place where you inhabit the Holy Spirit. Now, notice what the scripture says in this way. It said, and when they had prayed, the place where they were assembled, the geographical location, it was shaken. Why? Because what was in the temple was released. And I'm prophesying to some of you, that guess what? When you show up, there are some things where you're assembled that's going to shake. There are some things that's about to manifest like never before. There are some things that's about to shake loose in your body, in this temple. There are some things that God is going to begin to shake loose. Why? Because the glory in you is about to be released. There is a glory that's going to be released like never before, and it's going to happen when God's people understand what time it is and what season we're in. Because the Bible tells us in Ecclesiastes, to every purpose, there's times and seasons. Amen? So one of the seasons that we are now in, we're in the season of intercession. We're in the season of intercession. God is calling his people back to the secret place. And a lot of people want to know what God's secrets is, but God cannot reveal his secrets unless you're in the secret place. And the secret place is your prayer closet. It's not in the pulpit. It's not on Facebook. It's in your prayer closet. It's when you get alone with him, to a place where you're alone no more, that God begins to speak to you, and then you have something for Facebook. Then you have something for the pulpit. See, we're in the season now, beloved, where we are lacking power in the pulpit because we don't have power in prayer. When we start praying with power, we'll start preaching with power. We will begin to preach with power when we start praying with power. Now, there's two areas of responsibility that are very important. Number one, write this down, the need for intercession. There is a need for intercession. And number two, the responsibility of intercession. Everybody understands there is a need, but not everyone wants to take up their responsibility. Oh, hallelujah. I'm telling you, there is a responsibility now that you have to take up now concerning intercession. The word responsibility is a compound word. It's two words. Don't have time to go into that. It means respond and ability. Respond to your ability. God placed an anointing in you. He placed an endowment in you. And he placed something on the inside, not just for you, it's for people. Because the anointing on your life is not for you, it's for the people. And when you understand that you are about people, there will be anointing that will flow through you to minister to his people. Now, why is this important? Here you go. Pay attention. Because, listen, without intercession, there can't be no intervention. Oh, I'm going to say that again. Without intercession, there can't be no intervention. God intervenes and gets involved when his children engage in intercession. Everybody wants God to intervene in their circumstances and situation, but they're not engaged in the place where he can get involved, and that's intercession. That's prayer. That's spending the time alone with God where you can hear from God concerning your situation, because most of us in the body of Christ, we're praying the problem and not the promises, and we wonder why things are not lining up in our lives, because it's not lining up with the word. Now, this is key, okay, because listen, and this is the thing I want you to understand, because intercession, listen, intercession does not come by impartation. It comes by acceptance. I'm going to say it again. Intercession does not come by impartation. Ain't nobody can lay hands on you and turn you into an intercession. It comes by accepting the responsibility. When God speaks to you and begins to tell you what time it is, you got to take on the responsibility. You have to take on the responsibility and allow the Holy Spirit to begin to reveal things to you. And when you accept the responsibility,
preach!
The Spirit of God will give you further revelation concerning what takes place when you engage in it. The Holy Spirit is going to reveal to you what is to take place while you're in interceding. Because there are some people right now that's on the radio station right now that, listen, God has been dealing with you in your prayer time, and I'm letting you know right now there is a fresh ignitement, there's a fresh fire that's coming on your prayer life that you have never seen, that you have never experienced. God is about to turn your encounter into a frequent experience with him. The Spirit of the Lord is dealing with some of you about your prayer life because you want to preach, but God wants you to pray. And when God tells you it's time to pray, then he'll give you power for your preaching. Again, you can't fulfill your prophetic ministry until you first engage in your priesthood ministry. And God now is raising up a people who know what time it is. Let me tell you what time it is. So what is intercession? Don't miss this. In the strong, it means this. It means to come in line with the eternal purpose of God. Intercession means to intervene. It means to come in line with the eternal purpose of God. The word purpose is the word prothesis. It also means showbread. The word prothesis means a setting forth of a thing. It also means this, that which has been established beforehand. God has established beforehand that you would be more engaged in prayer than preaching. Oh, I'm going to say that again. God
man,
has
say that three
been
times.
Dealing with most of you about the time of prayer. And God is saying now that you must now take on the posture of prayer so he can infuse your preaching. And that's
preach.
Why there's no sign, there's no wonders, because we're preaching everybody else's sermon and we ain't heard nothing for ourselves. But
preach.
I'm telling you, as you begin to get before the Spirit of God, he's going to ignite something on the inside of you. He's going to speak to you, and he's going to begin to declare to you what you're to declare to the people. We're in a season now, people, that now there is an overshadowing of the Holy Spirit concerning your prayer life. This is the season now, and hear the word of the Lord. Even before this summer, God is going to begin to take some of y'all up into the mountains so you can get alone with him and you can begin to hear from him. Even as Moses was with God, God's about to take some of you to a high mountain, and he's about to be transfigured before you. Because listen, people of God, when you behold his transfiguration, that will become your transformation, and that place takes place in prayer. It takes place in your intimate time with him. See, what you got to understand, people, God doesn't just want a relationship with you. He wants intimacy with you. And that intimate place is the secret place. The scripture says, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I'm telling you, God is about to exalt you. God's about to raise you up. When you come out of your secret place, you're coming out with power. You're coming out with influence. You're coming out with favor. You're coming out with anointing. You're coming out with vision. And you're coming out with provision. I'm telling you, hear the word of the Lord. This is the time that God is now calling you back to himself. You've been trying to come out in the forefront to be seen by people, but God is pulling you back to the secret place now. He said, I need you to get alone with me because there are some things I have to deposit in your spirit. And what I deposit in your spirit is going to cause the people who see you, they're going to glorify me. This is the hour, beloved, that we are now coming into. God is now calling his people back to the place of being alone with him. And listen, as you begin to get alone with him, God is going to have the majority of you praying in the spirit. And when you pray more in your spirit, you're going to be able to cooperate with the Holy Spirit. Oh, robo ke labo, rebo shatelema. There is a time, beloved, that God now is causing you now to see what time it is in the realm of the spirit, because what's in the spirit is going to now manifest in the natural. And God is coming. He's going to start it at your house. It's not going to start in the church. It's going to start right there in your living room, right there in your bedroom, right there in your bathroom. And I'm telling you, hear the word of the Lord. People are going to be lined up to get in your house even greater than they lined up to get into the church house. Why? Because you are the church. And when you show up, he shows up. He's going to show up with power. He's going to show up with presence. And he's going to reveal his purpose in this hour and this season. And I'm letting you know, this is the moment that God is calling you to now turn your face toward the wall and see his face. In Jesus' name, it is so. Amen.
Shabbat. My God, my God, my God, my God, man of God. Yes, yes, you are. Now, I want all my covenant partners to listen very clearly. I did not set you up tonight. I did not talk to this man of God about the things that we hold dear to our elevation in God. This is a word directly sent from God. We know that we are only vessels. This man has submitted to God. He has laid before him, and he has delivered the word of God. I'm telling you, Jesus, no, not many can make me get up and turn by five flips and turn around five times and say, oh, my life is turning. My life is turning because of the confirmation that has been released. And to you that have been listening to every word that I speak into your life, it's about that fire. Let's light that fire. Let's be a part of the awakening 2019. I will be there. And I am going to be a part. Amen. Man of God, bless you, bless you, bless you. I'm getting messages all over of that brother is on fire. That brother is teaching. That brother is this. I'm to my covenant partners that have texted me on my private line. I'm just like, ooh, you on here tonight? Because we're full as normal, and I'm not able to see all the numbers. But I want to give everybody an opportunity to chime in now. We have about 8 minutes. I want to honor the man of God, and I told him I'd get him out of here about 6:45. That's only 3 minutes. But I see a lot of callers on today that I know is going to dial one that has something to say, something to share with the man of God. And if there's nothing else I can do for you guys, I'm going to definitely make sure I go live at your event for those of my covenant partners out of state that I know are listening tonight. So dial one. Come on in and enjoy, but also interact with the conversation of Let's Talk Jesus with the man and the woman of God, ministers, David and Kathy Armstrong. Amen. Come on in. Come on in. Dial one. Don't make me throw you under the bus tonight. Amen. Man of God, great word.
Amen. Praise the Lord. To God be all the glory. It's the Holy
great
Spirit.
Great word. Man, we got to talk, man. Woo.
Yeah,
man,
we do.
Yes. Well, we do all the time, but we really need to talk now. Prophet Dwayne, I think the closet is in the house, the prophet's closet. What's up, my brother? Welcome to Let's Talk Jesus.
Hey, man, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, man
there's
of God,
voice.
For this
there's
awesome
that
word.
Divine voice. There's that divine voice. Oh, yes, that's my brother.
Hey, God bless you, Pastor E, my friend,
man,
my brother.
You, man, I love
my,
you. I love
my,
you.
My comrade, man, I love yes. you, man. We're down like four flat tires on a Yugo. Wherever you go,
rolling.
I go.
And we still
yeah,
rolling.
We still rolling.
Yes.
We tighter than butter on bread, brother.
Come on, yeah. man. You're from Chicago. I know where all them bro. But I want to
hey, but I want to
personally introduce you to my friends. These are just our guests and our customers. These are friends. David and Kathy Armstrong. This is my friend, Dwayne. Prophet Dwayne.
Amen. God
would. Out of Atlanta, Georgia. I want you guys to connect on Facebook and everything, but let me release you to speak into their lives. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you, brother David. I mean, I know you're.
Ain't it hard? Ain't it hard to call him prophet? I mean, ain't it hard to call him minister?
Because well,
I didn't call him about five different titles, and I didn't say it out loud because some people don't like it.
I mean, but he's operating at all five of them right there. See, a lot of people they're so used and so conducive to hollering and hooping, but when you become down to the teaching part, that's when they really don't really quite understand. I mean, but this was teaching tonight. This was straight up meat that a lot of people just need. I mean, they're not even talking this type of talk around across pulpits. And man of God, I just want to tell you, man, when you talked about the intercession, see, you know, a lot of people want the power, but they don't even have prayer life. So how can you get a prayer life if you don't? How can you get power if you don't have a prayer life? You know,
man,
everybody talk about, you know, Pastor E, and I think I said this on the line, but the Lord has said something to me a couple of weeks ago. He said, Dwayne, the people know my language, but don't have my character.
Jesus.
I said, wow. He said, there's a lot of people who know my language, but don't have my character.
Oh, my God.
And I And I posed a question tonight. What if there was no titles? What if there was no titles of apostle and prophet? Then where would you be? Where would we be?
Would you show up?
Would you? Yeah, because Jesus has said, I think it was in the book of Matthew's, you know, not Jesus, but they asked, the disciples asked him, he said, who is the greatest amongst us? He said, the servant is. It ain't your title. It's you being a servant first. But, man of God, I'm telling you, this word right here you brought tonight, oh, my goodness, man. I had to text my brother and said, man, this man is teaching.
Teaching. Real talk.
You
Mr.
know, man,
David,
so,
you still
so,
there?
Oh, hallelujah.
So, Minister David, man, I appreciate what you were saying because, man, you know, there's so many people who walk around with titles but don't even have the power behind the title that they're operating in and saying that they're trying to lay hands on people to cast out demons. Mm-hmm. You can't cast out nothing if you ain't got no prayer life.
Mm-hmm.
Because you got demons.
And
how you going to cast out demons?
Yeah. And see, one of the things, man of God, you said something that was so key. The key thing that, see, that when you get in prayer, the first thing that's going to happen, there is a death to self. The more dead
you are,
the more alive he is in you.
Man, don't talk
exactly.
to
that. That's what that, the true power of God is. It happens when you die to self.
Man.
There it is.
What John say? He must increase, but I must decrease.
Decrease.
John 3:30. He must increase, but I must decrease. You brought something else up too, and I want to kind of chime in on this. Now, Minister David, I know you got to go. He has a broadcast. If you guys want to continue in his flow of the anointing,
I got about 7 minutes.
Okay, I'm glad you said that. But he's going to be live on Facebook after this broadcast. I want you all to, if you want to continue this flow of the anointing, go live with him. He's David Armstrong on Facebook.
David Armstrong. Okay.
Yeah, David Armstrong. You'll see one of my friends connected when you look him up. But he'll be going live
I'm a friend, Mr. David.
Okay. I'm accepting.
Prophet
too.
David. I keep hearing prophet in the air. Prophet David. Prophet David. That's natural. Minister just don't fit. I'm gonna be good. But anyway, you talked about character. You know, I've been talking about that for the last 2 weeks here on Wake Up, Get Up, Move in Your Purpose. And to know Jesus, you got to know who he is by his character. He gave us seven steps and seven pieces of him that each and every one of us, because of John 14:12, it says, if you believe in me and the works that I do, you can do also, but greater works you will do. What he said, he says, I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the gate. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the good shepherd. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And then he says, I am the vine. So if I believe in him and his character, those seven characteristics of him, I can do the same thing. Are you? That's my question. Prophet David.
Amen. You know, one of the things that's so key is that, first of all, I want to say this. When you look into, the Bible says, he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and is not a forgetful hearer of the word, but a doer, this man shall be blessed. In the word of God is where you discover your true image. The Bible says, as we behold him, that becomes your transformation. You cannot discover who you are until you first discover who he is.
Who preach, boy. That's real talk. Now, I know you got about four minutes.
What people don't understand, and let me just share this real quick, when it comes to character, see, the purpose of character is really to house the anointing. Everybody wants the anointing, but they don't have character to house.
Oh, my God.
The anointing has to be housed in character.
That means doing some work. That means going to
absolutely.
Work.
Absolutely.
I want to bring in Prophetess Lisa, who has also chimed in. I'm going to keep the lines open for everybody that dials one. Prophetess Lisa, welcome to Let's Talk Jesus with the man of God, David, and the woman of God, Kathy. I'm going to bring her back in also. Welcome to Let's Talk Jesus.
Amen. Praise God. I just want to thank God, the prophet. I'm telling you, he said so much stuff tonight.
Ooh,
just
Jesus.
It was on point. And I received everything he said, going to the mountain and I'm telling you, that is definitely my call. It's an intercessor, prayer warrior, and laying before God. But like I say, I can't say too much. All I can say, man of God, awesome teaching. and it's like it's kingdom teaching. I mean that's what we need today. So man,
that's what
God,
we do on the Now Network. That's what
yeah,
we do
what
on
we
the
do.
Now Network.
Kingdom teaching. Yeah. So
real
anyway,
talk, real
God,
talk.
God bless you. And thank that God for you, Pastor E. God bless both of you all.
Oh yes, and Prophetess Lisa is our host for this Thursday's session of Women Speak Now and Be Heard. Can't wait. Every second
Amen.
Thursday. Every second Thursday. Bless you.
Amen. Bless you, Pastor. Thank you so much.
Man of God, you got any comments for her?
No. One of the things that the Lord is showing me is that there is another level of the river of living water that's going to flow out of your belly. I hear the Lord saying what's been dormant is now about to come forth on a whole nother level because of the time you spent praying in the Spirit.
Oh, my God.
You're going to begin to see even on a whole nother level. There is another dimension of visions and dreams, woman of God, that the Lord is going to give you even as you come into this summer. This coming summer, God is telling me to tell you, you're going to walk in a level of wisdom. You know, the Bible says wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, in all you're getting, get understanding. There is a level of wisdom where people are going to come to you, and
yes.
you will have answers and solutions and resources from them that come straight from the Spirit of the living God. That is the word
my God.
Of God.
Yeah,
go. Amen.
Prophetic release.
Yes.
Huh.
Yeah.
Amen. I receive it.
My God.
Thank you so
my
much.
God. In the name of Jesus. Hey, go for it. We need a praise. We need a praise session right up in there. Somebody ought to give God glory for what he's doing.
Hallelujah.
He's moving
thank
right
you.
Now. I don't care where you are geographically. Somebody ought to shout hallelujah tonight because God is moving
hallelujah.
Where you at.
Hallelujah.
I know you've been waiting
Jesus.
On that thing. It's time to receive it. Get in position. Say, I'm ready, God. I'm ready. I can have it. I'm going to manage better. I'm going to budget better.
Yes.
I'm going to save better.
Yes,
I'm going to give
yes,
better.
God.
You better tell him. Speak
yes.
it out of your mouth tonight and receive the prophetic word that is released here on this broadcast tonight. Get it in the spirit. Receive it.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus, thank you. Hallelujah. If it wasn't for you, I'm going to get mine. Give me some.
Hey,
I'm receiving mine. Don't take it. I'll take mine. Oh, come on, Jesus. Move. Hallelujah. I receive you right now, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Glory.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you, 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 thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Woo, man
thank
of God,
you.
I know you gotta go. If we're gonna catch up with you on Facebook. But any closing remarks? I know the awakening, the 20th and the 21st of June.
Yeah,
we got
I want to say this in. Yeah, I want to say this in closing, real quick. People of God, let me tell you something. That God now. Is he's bringing his people together in unity. Psalm 133 says this, behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Here goes, it is like the oil that came down Aaron's head, down to his beard, down
That's
to
right.
the garment, and then the Bible says,
come on
for there the Lord has the blessing. God commands the blessing where there's oil. God commands there the blessing where there's unity. When we come together in unity in prayer, you will never lack oil. You will never
come
lack
on.
The anointing.
Come on.
And hear the word of the Lord. There will be such a blessing that
Jesus.
Will come from the spirit realm into the natural realm that you won't even have enough room. I'm telling you, the very
Thank
atmosphere
Jesus.
In your
hey,
home
Jesus.
Is going to be charged
Jesus.
With such presence
hey,
and power that I hear the Lord saying, there will be time for you to just have to weep before him. I hear the Lord saying, there is another level of consecration that he's called God has called his people back to a time of fasting and prayer. Not just praying, but you're going to have to turn the plate over on this next season. Hear the word of the Lord. You're going to have to turn the plate over because God is calling you to a place of consecration. And the consecration is for the next level of revelation.
Holy Spirit.
God, love you.
Yes.
I bless you all. And listen, I pray I was dead enough to be invited again.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
I tell you, I tell you, I got look, it dropped in my spirit. We gotta talk. We gotta talk. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
God, I got something for you. I got something for you. I'm gonna see how ready you are.
Amen.
Ooh,
hey,
you
amen.
Don't know you missing it, bro. I am really now. It ain't just a now network. I am really now. And if you didn't
amen.
Know the acronym
amen.
For now, it is not our will. Simple as that. God will move. Bless you, man of God.
Yes, he will.
Man, you guys, come on, put your hands together for the man of God, the woman of God that has blessed us tonight with a word that has been received in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you tonight. And I know they have another broadcast to go. We want to thank you guys for joining. We ain't hanging up yet because I definitely want to pronounce and give the woman of God the assignment to give us that information for the Awakening 2019. Minister Kathy, I keep wanting to call you Carolyn. Carolyn must be talking. No, check this out. I have one of my covenant partners, Minister Carolyn. She's talking about me right now. It's something in the spirit. I feel it. Minister
Amen.
Kathy,
she got a word for you. Yeah.
She got, yeah. She done heard something. So share with us again.
I'm on fire too right now. I'm trying to contain myself right now.
No, you don't have to contain yourself.
Hallelujah.
You contain the time. This is spirit move now. We know your husband has to go.
But
let him use you right now. Hallelujah.
Can I pray real quick?
Yes, please.
Okay. Father, we just bless you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I bring every single person, Lord God, that's been on this line to hear, Lord God, what your voice has said, Father, and we grab a hold of it, Father God, and we thank you for the impartation, Lord God, that you're imparting into us. And we just thank you, Lord God, for your word. We thank you, Lord God, for Pastor Eve's ministry that you've entrusted to him, Father. We pray that you would, Lord God, do exceedingly abundantly above all that he can ask or think according to the power that's working on the inside of him. We thank you, Lord God, that you're drawing men and women to assist and aid him from the north, south, east, and west, Father God. We thank you. We send, Lord God, our faith out like a servant. And so we thank you, Lord God, that our faith will not be able to return until it's accomplished what we sent it to do. So we thank you. We bless you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Jesus.
So
God.
Prayer Awakening June 20th and 21st at 7 p.m. The doors are opening at 6:30 in Carson, California. The address is 112 East. What's the street? Okay, yeah, you can go to davidarmstrong.net. You can get all the information there and go register. And today, now.
Go and register now, yeah.
Amen.
And listen, for those who would like to watch me tonight, I'm going further into Revelation. So if you would like to join me tonight in 5 minutes, please do so.
Amen. So we want to see you there. We're excited. Hallelujah.
Amen. God bless you guys. We thank God for you being on board tonight. Enjoy yourselves and continue this flow and this anointing on your broadcast tonight. God bless you.
Absolutely. Amen.
Amen. Family, God bless. This is Let's Talk Jesus. We gave you an opportunity to dial in and chime in and get into the conversation. We know you. We see who's out there, but we respect and we're not doing the bus thing tonight, but we're going to honor the man and woman of God. They have been released to go and do their broadcast. They are live on Facebook. Go follow them and listen to what the Lord has to say for you continually. But thank you again for joining us tonight. Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated. But the most important thing, don't leave here without knowing that you are God's greatest miracle. Don't worry about man. Don't worry about situations. Don't worry. God loves you. He wants the best for you. You have to start wanting the best for yourself. Amen. So come on, let's do this thing. We'll talk to you next Monday, same time, 6 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Central, and 9 p.m. Eastern for Let's Talk Jesus. Amen. Won't he do it? I think they said yes, he will. Amen. Amen.
K-Classic. Oh. nobody stopping my shine. They try to break me, try to take me out, but I got Jesus on my side. So bad I thought it would die, but ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down his life. And I got mountains to climb, but the enemy can't stop me, cause there's a calling on my life.
Right.